Violating All Cars, a copyrighted program created by the Rio Grande Oil Company.
Los Angeles police calling all cars, attention all cars, broadcast 76, a missing juvenile. Molly Mariko Kanda, Japanese, age 2 years, 10 months. Disappeared from home in the company of her mother. If found, notify the Crime Prevention Bureau. That's all. Rose and Chris.
Say, Sam, look at this newspaper. Amazing progress made by the Rio Grande Oil Company.
Well, what does it say, Lou?
Why, it says Rio Grande sales growing faster than any other gasoline in this market. Rio Grande expanding into new territories. Rio Grande has so many city contracts it powers more police cars than any other brand. Hey, Sam, how in the world do they do it in the face of all this competition from other oil companies?
Well, Rio Grande has something no other Western gasoline has. The exclusive right to make crack gasoline by the Sinclair cracking process. It took millions of dollars and years of research to perfect crack gasoline.
But does that make such a difference? Honestly, now, Sam, aren't all gasolines about alike?
No, not on your life. Why, there's all the difference in the world between Rio Grande cracked and ordinary uncracked gasoline.
Why? What does cracking do?
Well, for example, take this newspaper. Here, we'll hold a match to this corner.
All right.
See how slowly it burns?
Yeah.
Well, now we'll tear these sheets apart. Mm-hmm. Now we'll set the match again, and now look at it burn. Well, that's what Rio Grande's cracking process does. It tears apart the sluggish, slow-burning drops of crude oil so they ignite faster, burn evenly. In uncracked gasoline, these slow-burning parts are wasted. They just slip down the cylinder walls, causing crankcase dilution. But there's no such waste with Rio Grande crack. Cracking liberates extra power, and you get quick starting, snap, and speed from Rio Grande's cracking process that can't be duplicated by any other gasoline available here.
And now it is our pleasure to introduce Chief James E. Davis of the Los Angeles Police Department, who has a message for you. Chief Davis.
Good evening, friends. In pursuit of his duty, your police officer encounters daily problems which require the utmost understanding of human nature and a broad general knowledge in order to cope with them successfully. Clear-cut cases of premeditated crime for material gain are relatively easy. But when your officer encounters crimes of passion, then he has a really complex problem to solve. For some of the hidden, subconscious motivations for crime are stumbling blocks to the most astute psychiatrist. And often the policeman is called upon in an emergency to deal with cases which many a learned doctor would hesitate to handle. Such is the story we have to tell tonight. A weird tale of Oriental psychology and obscure, baffling motivation. It is a true story of how one pair of lovers sought to solve the insoluble problem of their lives and failed. This case is unique. In the history of the Los Angeles Police Department, there have occurred but a very few crimes in the Japanese colony, and this group of citizens offers less trouble to the police department than almost any other of our heterogeneous population.
Late.
I went only until I saw your husband had gone.
Oh, him. He's gone, all right. He won't be back all day.
Oh, I bring you more books.
Oh, could he? You are so kind to me. I'm not knowing what I'd do if you were not so kind.
Oh, I love you, Ayako.
And I love you.
Oh, we cannot go on.
Not go on? What do you mean? I cannot live without you, could you?
But I mean, as we are now, feeling of your moments beyond there when your husband's back is turned.
Oh, I know it is hard. But what can we do?
Well, you could go away with me.
Go away with you? No, Cody. I could not.
Why?
That would be a disgrace. That would outrage our ancestors.
Better to outrage them that way than insult them the way we are doing, my lovely flower.
Yes, I guess you are right.
Well, come with me. You do not love your husband. Why should you spend the rest of your life in unhappiness?
Oh, I don't know, Cody. I don't know what to do. I love you. I only live when you are with me. But there are other things.
What other things? What matters but our love?
Many, many things. Customs of our people. Our religion.
Forget them, Ayako. Come with me. We will go away together. I will work. Soon we will have much money. Then we can go back home to Japan.
To go back to Japan. With you, Koji. Oh, that would be beautiful.
Then come away with me, Ayako. Now.
No.
Why not? Why should we waste time?
All right, Cody. I go.
I will give offerings at the temples of Nara for this day. Hurry, Ayako, hurry. We must go before your husband returns.
This will take me no time. I will get Molly.
Molly? You are not going to take the child with us, are you?
Oh, yes, of course.
But Ayako, we cannot do that.
Then you do not love my daughter.
Oh, of course I do. I love her as dearly as if she were my own, because she is yours. But it would not be fair to the child to take her with us. Leave Molly with her father.
No. It would not be fair to her to leave her with her father. And when she grow up bad because she did not have her mother with her. People would tell her what a terrible thing her mother had done. She grow up hating memory of me.
But Ayako,
Molly, go with me, or I do not go.
Very well, then. Get the child ready.
What can I do for you?
Oh, please. I want to see about the policeman.
Who do you mean? The chief?
Oh, no. Man, tell me, come here.
What's it about?
My wife. She go away. No coming back.
Oh, well, you're in the right place, all right. This is the missing persons bureau.
You finding my wife for me?
I can't guarantee that. Just a minute. I'll let you talk to the captain. Right this way.
What is it, Sergeant?
This man's wife is missing.
Very well. I'll talk to him. Come in, sir.
Oh, you, boss, policeman?
Well, I'm head of the missing persons bureau.
Oh.
You say your wife is missing?
Why, she go away. She took Molly with her.
Molly? Who's Molly?
Oh, Molly, our little girl. Wife, she go away, took Molly with her. You find, please?
Well, we'll do what we can.
I think maybe somebody murdered them. Oh, I'm feeling very worried.
No, I wouldn't think anything like that. Had there been any trouble like that, we'd have heard of it. She's probably gone to visit some friends and forgotten to tell you.
Oh, no. No going visiting friends. Our friends say no see for 1-2 day.
Have you been getting along all right with your wife?
Please?
Had any arguments or fights with your wife?
Oh, no. Ayako and I, we peaceful. We not fight.
Hmm. Was she interested in any other man?
Oh, no. My wife not being that kind of woman. She's a good woman. She only interest in me.
Well, if you'll just fill out this report here, we'll keep our eyes open for her.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, wait. Do you think maybe she and Molly kidnapped?
Might have been. Any money?
Oh, with a bit. Maybe somebody think I have much.
Maybe. In that case, of course, you will receive a ransom note in a few days. And if you do, be sure to let us know.
Oh, yes. I do. And you look for them, please?
Sure thing. We'll do the best we can.
Sleeping last sleep.
Ayako, are you sure you want to do this?
Yes. It is the only way. I cannot live without you. When we commit sin, you then we together always in Gokuraku, in heaven.
But we are together now on earth. Cannot we go on like this?
No, my Kudi. I have thought it all over. It is wrong. It is disgrace. My husband would kill us if he found us. We always feel hunted while we live on earth. Better we commit Shinju.
And what about Molly?
Molly, she die with us.
Oh, no. No, Ayako. We have no right to take her life.
My daughter go with me in death?
Oh, but there must be some other way.
What's the matter with you? Are you afraid? Do you not love me enough to die with me?
No, of course I do, but I...
Oh, my beloved. I have stuck the door and window. Just turn on the gas.
No.
See each other down. We are
very well. I'm coming on.
My beloved Koji, I love you.
And I love you, Ayako.
This way, my sweet Lord, we be together for eternity.
Anxious months for distraught Mr. Conda, who hears no word of his wife and daughter. He loses interest in his business, closes his home, goes to live with his brother and sister-in-law. All day long, he sits listlessly, gazing vacantly into space, anxiously wondering about his wife and his beloved daughter. Then one day, the phone rings, and his brother answers.
Hello?
Conda-san?
Yes?
Conda, is the Buddha-san?
No, this is his brother. Do you want to speak to him?
No, you do. He's still looking for wife and baby.
Yes. Do you know where they are?
I know where, Conda, up the funny.
Where?
She's living on the ranch, Lobita side, with Koji at the bottom.
What is it, brother?
I have an idea here. What about Molly? Is she with them?
I don't know. I want to see her.
Who's speaking?
I'm a friend.
Who are you?
I admire Conda Fan, but I not done enough. My identity makes no difference.
Yes, but I...
have told you all important part.
Hello. He hung up.
What's his brother? It's about Ayako and the money?
Yes. Ayako is living with Koji Otomato, living on the ranch in Lomita.
And the money? What about her?
He did not say.
Come, brother. There's no time to lose. We must bring them back.
Oh, wait. Wait a minute, brother. I shall get our friend, Kashida. He and I will bring them back if they are there.
But I, too, must go.
No. It might not be safe. If the Yako is with Otomato, there might be trouble.
But...
No. You let me do this for your brother.
But bring them back to me. Please, bring them back to me.
I will. I promise you. If they are there, I will bring them back.
Los Angeles Police calling car 32, car 32-3483 West 97th Street. See the man. 3483 West 97th Street. See the man.
Oh, 3483. I'll throw you a lot over on this side, Ed.
Yeah.
This is a 3400 block.
Yeah, there's the house. The one with the old Ford parked in front.
See the man. What man? I don't see any man, do you?
No. But listen.
Well, somebody's raising the devil, that's his hint. I guess that's what they call.
Yeah, let's go.
I'll grab his bell. Bell's broken.
Well, look then.
Yeah, they're making so much noise in there they can't hear us.
See if the door's unlocked.
Sabura Kanda. That woman crying over there, that is my wife. And this object of dirt beneath my feet is Koji Otomato. He ran away with my wife and baby. He not tell me where my baby is. My wife say, Male, get lost. He lie. They both lie. 6 months ago, Otomato ran away with my wife. We find them only today. We call in neighbors. We try shame, Ayako. But she no shame. She not tell truth, so I call you. Officer, you make a tell truth about my baby.
I'm not knowing anything. I'm doing nothing.
Quiet. Shut up or I'll run you all in. Now you, what's your name?
Bunte Hatamato.
You run away with this woman here?
Yes.
Why?
We love each other. We are loving each other many months.
He was my friend. I trusted him.
All right, Mr. Conda, be quiet, please. Let's hear his story.
Not Mr. Conda's little daughter.
I can't explain everything. Ayako and I, we go to San Pedro. As soon as I'm making enough money, we go to Japan.
All right. But what about the baby?
I'm telling you all that. The next morning, after we run away, I go to a store for groceries. I leave Ayako in car and taking money by hand. Then some sounding of police siren, and I think police after me for running away with Ayako, and I hurrying back to car, forgetting Molly. We going back, Molly not there. We cannot find Molly.
He lies. He killed Molly.
What do you think we are, Hatsumoto? Couple of kids? Don't expect us to fall for that story, do you?
What did you do with that baby?
No. Not the baby. Georgie, please. Georgie, tell him truth.
Well, it doesn't sound right to me. Get on your things, both of you. You're going to headquarters.
The alert radio patrolman deliver their two prisoners to the University Station, where detectives Harvey I. Birch and Clifford A. Gillen are assigned to the case. The two men direct their attention first on Fotum Office. 4 hours they question and cross-question him, trying to blast his story, trying to break him down.
Romano, for the last time, where's that child?
I'm very sorry, not knowing.
Why don't you admit you're lying? Why don't you tell us the truth?
I tell the truth.
You say that you were frightened by the police siren. Ran back to the car where Mrs. Conda was waiting for you. You drove away and then realized that you'd forgotten Molly, huh?
Yes.
And you returned to this market, or whatever it was, and you couldn't find it.
How long were you away from the market?
Maybe 5 minutes, driving around blocks.
Did you question anybody in the market about the child?
Yes. Nobody knowing anything.
But didn't you report a disappearance to the police?
I was saying police make Ayako go back to her husband. Ayako want to stay with me forever.
Been in this country long, Koji?
7 years now.
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
I'm first-rate number one mechanic.
Business pretty good these days?
Yes. Many Japanese needing automobile fix.
Yes, I guess that's pretty good business to be in. Someday you'll have a garage of your own and be a big shot, I guess, huh?
Yes, sir. I hope so.
Yeah. Koji, where's Molly Conda?
I don't know. I wishing I could tell you.
Take him back to your cell, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Oh, please, sir.
Come on back to your furnished room.
He sure is a hot baby to cry.
I'll say. Yes, there is a chance that he's telling the truth.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound right to me.
Look at it this way. There's plenty of Japanese out in San Pedro. The kid did wander off, and some childless woman took pity on it. Gave it a home without even knowing if she could notify the police.
Yeah, it might happen, but it isn't likely.
Of course, his explanation of their friend's report the child missing is logical enough. Naturally, they'd be afraid of being discovered.
Well, let's have a little talk with Mrs. Conda.
Good idea. See her story, Judge.
You got that picture of the baby?
Yeah, right here.
Okay, let's go.
At the Lincoln Heights jail to which Mrs. Conda had been removed, Gillen and Birch are admitted to the unhappy woman's cell.
Morning, Mrs. Conda. I'm Detective Birch, and this is Detective Gillen.
Huh?
I want to ask you some questions.
What for? What for are you keeping me here, please?
I want to know about Molly. Where is she?
Molly lost.
Lost? How'd she get lost?
Could you tell him the truth last night?
Mrs. Conda, didn't you worry about her? Didn't you wonder where she went?
Yes, I wonder.
Well, then why didn't you tell the police? Ask them to help you find her.
I love him, Koji. If police know, they'll make me go back to my husband.
Mrs. Conda, aren't you interested in your baby's welfare? Don't you care where she is?
Oh, yes, I care him, but I love Koji.
Mrs. Conda, this is a picture of your little daughter, isn't it?
Yes. That's Molly.
She's a sweet little thing. Lovely smile. Little girl, it'll be the pride and joy of any mother's heart. Don't you love her, Mrs. Conda?
Yes. I love him, but I love him, Koji.
Think of this poor child, alone down there in San Pedro. Cold, hungry. Maybe she wandered to the end of a pier and fell in the harbor. Maybe she's drowned. Don't you care?
Yes, I can't.
Then where is she?
I don't know it.
You do know, Mrs. Kerner. Where's your baby?
Could you tell him the truth? It's all same, could you say?
Could you didn't tell the truth. He lied. You're lying.
You let me talk, Cody, please.
Tell us the truth, Mrs. Conder. Where is Molly?
Let me talk, Cody.
You can talk to Cody when you've told the truth.
I'm telling you, please.
Come on, Harvey, let's go.
Anything.
Yeah, well, I got an idea.
Okay.
Now, Mrs. Conder, think it over. All we want from you is the truth. You and Cody can see each other just as soon as you've decided to tell us the truth.
What's on your mind, sir? I think she's wilting. I believe you're right at that.
Well, let's get a Japanese priest. Maybe if he prays over her, she'll come clean.
Namo Ame Habuto. Namo Ame Habuto.
I tell him truth. I tell him truth now.
Very well, Mrs. Chandler. Where's Molly?
Molly dead.
Dead? How'd she die? Who killed her?
Nobody killed her. She's dead.
How did it happen?
I'm telling you everything. Cody and I, we bickering. We decide to commit Shinju.
Shinju? What's that?
Shinju, double suicide of lovers. A very common practice in Japan.
Please go on, Mrs. Chandler.
I tell him, Koji, we disgrace. We're not finding happiness in life. We're finding happiness in Gokuraku, in heaven. Koji turning on gas and we're going to sleep. Next morning, we're not in Gokuraku. We're waking up, eyes burning, face parching. We're not being dead. Only mine. He's dead.
Yes, no.
Cody, he makes grave behind chicken house.
Will you show us the grave, Mrs. Conder?
Yes, I show you. Can I see Cody now, please?
The stenographer takes down Mrs. Conder's tragic story and she signs it. Then the officers return to University Station and read it to the impassive Cody.
And there's a signature at the bottom.
Yes, sir. I see.
Is this a true statement?
Yes.
He says you intended to commit suicide. Why didn't you try again?
We're planning to try again. We're going to a railroad track. I was to shoot a Yako and then shoot myself. A plane come along, run over.
Well, why didn't you do it?
Oh, too many people around.
You just abandoned the idea of suicide.
Well, man next door, he finding a job for me.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yako, sorry. We die to pay for our sins.
Maybe you will at that. First, I want you to go down to the middle with us and show us where you buried that baby.
Accompanied by two deputy sheriffs, the detectives drive to Lomita with Ayako and Koji. Behind the chicken house, Koji halts the party.
You're digging here, please.
No, my Koji. This not being place. You forget it was over here.
Where?
Right there.
Okay, Harvey. Start digging. And be careful. Hey, what is this? Oh, I'm digging up a tin can.
Molly down there, all right. I tell him Koji put tin cans on top so nobody thinks he buried it.
Make it look like an old rubbish pit, eh? You better go careful now, Harvey.
Okay.
There, I hit something this time.
Yeah,
there she is. Okay, boys, get your pictures of this. Cliff, better call the morgue ambulance.
Oh, please, mister. Have you got a rope with two loops in it? Cody and I won't die right away.
Following day, little Molly Conda's body is post-mortem at the morgue. What the Apache surgeon discovers sends him flying to the telephone to summon Birch and Dillon to his office.
Oh, Doctor, what's all the excitement?
Plenty.
Well, what is it?
That child wasn't a 6-year-old. She was shot through the head.
What? How do you know?
I found 2 bullet holes in her skull.
Koji, who shot little Molly?
Oh, please.
That baby was shot, not gassed.
Oh, not understanding.
Oh, yes, you understand. Who shot Molly?
You let me talk to Yakov.
No, tell us who shot Molly.
We meant to die.
Did you shoot her?
Yes. Ayako making me do it. I try to tell her to leave Molly with her father. Ayako say no. She take Molly along. Then she think she stress so much for Molly. Women do sin to.
You told us about that. Why did you shoot the child?
Ayako tell me to. She say, go ahead and get it over with. I don't want to kill him. She say, what wrong with you? You are getting cold? She say, I am weak. I know weak. But no one for killing little child. She make me do it. I take my little set back of house. I give a toy. She sit on the floor, play with toy. Then I do it. Oh, I come back to house. Ayako ask if I do it. I say yes. She say, will she die now? I say, yes. She say, are you sure? I say, yes. And then I fainting. Oh, you'll kill me now, please. I'm ready for dying. Please, you'll kill me right away.
I'm afraid the law will have to take its course.
Why don't you shoot her twice?
I don't shoot twice. I shoot only once.
Well, there were 2 bullet holes in her head.
No, I'm not shooting twice.
Oh, Harvey. I wonder. Do you suppose Mrs. Conder shot her again to be sure she was dead?
I don't know. This case has got me. Seen a lot of tough ones, but I never worked on a more horrible thing than this.
Faced with the accusation of having also shot her child, Mrs. Conda vehemently denies participating in the actual murder. Both she and Fotomoto enter pleas of guilty. But when Mrs. Conda comes up for trial, she changes her plea to not guilty and demands a jury. Feeling in the Japanese colony runs high, and prominent Japanese throng the courtroom to hear the trial of this woman who had become a disgrace to their nationality. Mrs. Conda on the stand changes her story, tries to lay the blame at Koji's feet.
Koji, come tell me he's giving farewell, Poppy. Before going to Japan, I leave house with him. He makes me come to them in Lomito. He tell me we do. And you. I don't want to die. But he say, I must, I want to die with my Molly. They say, he's hitting me. He's hitting me with Molly in my arms. Molly in my arms. I prayed, Koji. We tried to die with gas, but our head aching and our eyes burning. After Koji shooting Molly, we tried to die many times. You know, can do. We planned to die again, and the officers finding us. Now, all we want to do is die. Oh, please, just give us order to die.
Judge did not award the easier penalty to Ayako. She was sentenced to San Quentin, where for the rest of her life, she must contemplate her crime. For the judge recommended that she never be granted parole or pardon. Koju Hotamata, her lover, was sentenced to hang. The trial never brought out the mystery of the second bullet, nor did it ever uncover a convincing answer to the many complex angles of this strange story of Oriental love. For reasons inexplicable to the Occident, these 2 unfortunates felt that the crime of murder was not as great as their initial sin of infidelity.
It is a tragic note that an innocent little child should be made to pay the price for their passion.
Thank you, Chief Davis. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get further information about the true police cases featured on this program by reading the Calling All Cars News. The latest issue, profusely illustrated in colors, contains true detective stories and unusual movie and radio news. It's free. Just look for the independent Rio Grande service station in your neighborhood. Drive in, ask for your copy of the Calling All Cars News. Our independent dealers are glad to hand you this gift. You are under no obligation to buy Rio Grande cracked gasoline. This is your narrator, Frederick Lindsley, bidding you good night for the Rio Grande Oil Company.